It was a rivalry renewed on Friday night at Holcomb High School. Scott City and Holcomb had played for the first time of their two meetings. This one did not count toward the league standings, but it would be a good one as both teams looking for momentum to head into midseason tournament play next week. It would be on the girls' side, Holcomb hanging on for a 59-58 game and a thriller that came down to the final seconds of the game. Lady Longhorns did lead most of the way. They led by three at the break, 27-24 and 44-41 going in the fourth quarter. They actually led by as many as eight in the third quarter early on. Scott City would come back thanks to the three ball. They would take their first lead of the game about 2 minutes into the fourth quarter at 48-47 on free throw. Would lead 51-50. Their biggest lead would be at two with about a minute 50 to go in the ball game at 56-54. Holcomb would tie it up, and then Scott City took a two-point lead. Holcomb would take the lead with 5 seconds to go in the game, and that was on a free throw by the senior Jared Kurleski, who just eclipsed 1,000 points in the game before against Ulysses. Scott City had a chance there. They would get a good shot. A lot of contact. The officials let it play through, and it would be no good as Holcomb would knock off Scott City 59-58 in a thriller. And a good game for both teams there, and both teams have to feel pretty good about what they saw and some really good competition there as they head to their midseason tournaments next week. It was Holcomb with a one-point win there. For the Lady Longhorns, they had a career night from Hallie Jones. She had 36 points and 10 rebounds and a career high for her. She had 19 of those in the first half, really took over the game in the third quarter with 12, and then ended up with just 5 in the fourth quarter. Jared Kurleski would end up with 9 points as their second-highest scorer for Holcomb. Lady Longhorns were 14-21 at the line. Scott City would not hit a three in the first half, but they'd come back and hit a bunch of them in the second half as they got a career-high 23 from Kendall Gentry, clipped her 15-point mark from the season opener at Hoisington. And Megan Trout also had another career-high with 17 points. She was one better than her last outing against Goodland right before Christmas break when she had 16 points. But a good effort for Scott City. Despite them losing their third consecutive game, this is a team that played one of their better games of the year, and not a lot of unknowns for both sides coming in just because of the schedule this week and not a lot of practice, but it was a good effort tonight. Also, Avery Lewis at 11. Scott City was 6 of 10 from the line. Lady Beavers are now 4-4 on the year. They got the Sterling Invitational coming up on Monday evening at 5 o'clock. They're going to be taking on Kingman, and that Kingman team's not going to be an easy out. They're a pretty good team. They played a really tough schedule, and Scott City there at the Sterling Invitational once again for Holcomb. They will head over to the Hillsborough Trojan Classic, and they're going to take on the Riley County Falcons. You know who the sideline is former Kansas State women's basketball player Kelsey Nelson, and also former NFL player and assistant coach for her sister, Jordy Nelson, on the Riley County sideline. So that's who Holcomb has on Tuesday. This series now belongs to Holcomb 35-27. They've won 6 of the last 7, and including 5 in a row.